She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Howdy.
JP, a.k.a. Snuggles.
Snuggling.
Hi, Snuggles.
How are you?
And I'm Sybil. Good morning. We're here every Saturday morning after the Texas Lending Show. Thank you for the love earlier, gentlemen. We were listening and we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And we're taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053 and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts, 43733. And as always, if you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, two numbers to call if you want to call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. Now, here's the big bonus. 888-234-1234. That's a third number. If you're out of the area and you want to make it free, as always, autoflex.com, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars or see the manager specials that will go on sale on Monday. That's our big Save Money Monday sale. If you're in the market for a used SUV, CUV, maybe a little four-door sedan, go to those special pages and you'll find what's going to be on sale on Monday. It's a great day to get a car before we send them off to auction on Tuesday.
Indeed. Coming up at 9:15, we will discuss self-driving cars, because they're going to be here before you know it. But first, this VW scam is getting bigger and bigger every week.
Well, it's turned into just a gigantic thing, and here's why. They've got 350 civil lawsuits that have now been filed against Volkswagen, and they're looking at maybe a total of $20 billion. That's billion dollars in fines to regulators around the world because they put a defeat device on Volkswagen diesel motors that would make them show to be in compliance with EPA rules, when the reality was they were putting out 40 times the amount of pollutants that is allowed. So it's a huge deal. And now they are saying that they may have to sell off some of their lines, which is really interesting.
Was this a worldwide issue or just in the U.S.?
No, it's a worldwide issue, but different countries have different levels of enforcement on EPA or on pollution rules. So they are in violation in some. Some countries don't have pollution rules like we do, or some are a lot less enforced. So, but the countries that are enforcing, Europe and America, the United States, are the main two that they're really, really in touch with. Volkswagen owns everything from Seat and Skoda to Bentley and Bugatti and Lamborghini. They own a lot of different car lines that they may have to get rid of some of in order to be able to cover the $20 billion commitment they just made to the next year. That's only 1 year.
I didn't realize that. Volkswagen owns Bentley and Lamborghini?
Yes.
Huh.
They own a lot of, they're the second largest car builder in the world.
Who's the first?
Good question. I think Toyota is. I believe Toyota is.
And I've never heard of a Skoda. What is that?
It's a European sedan.
Okay.
You're not Spoda here of a Skoda.
Hey.
Right. There you go. Anyway, it's unlikely that they would get rid of Audi, which they also own, because Audi is sort of their crown jewel beside Volkswagen itself. But it's a very far-reaching thing, this scandal. It's affected their sales in Europe and in the United States. Of course, Martin Winterkorn, who was the chairman of Volkswagen, has stepped down. He was also the chairman of Audi, so he has been replaced by Ulrich Hackenberg. Ulrich Hackenberg also stepped down. I'm sorry. Anyway, they've lost a lot of their engineers. They've lost a lot of their top echelon people because they knew. And there was no way to cover up the fact that they knew. And so a lot of them have sort of stepped down in disgrace. It's a bad deal. If you're a Volkswagen dealer, it's not a good deal.
It really
hurts
them.
Yeah, you didn't buy into any of this. You bought into to selling a fine little German car, or maybe an Audi, again, a fine German car, and you've gotten involved in a scandal by way of the people that supply your vehicles to you. It's not him. It's not the dealer, you know?
Right.
The other thing I thought was interesting was there was an op-ed piece by Christian Hetzner, who is a German correspondent for Automotive News, and he talks about, in this op-ed piece, about the collusion that goes on between industry and government in Germany as a regular part of their business. The there's a lot of people involved with the German labor unions that used to be high-ranking government officials. And when they leave the government, they go right into one of these union jobs and are paid very handsomely, much more handsomely in many cases than they were in the government. But they still got a really soft place that they can hit if they need to get things done.
Doesn't it seem like Germany's not much different from good old USA?
Well, I think
when it comes to politics and money, David, and industry,
we're just
in the way.
I think there is a little bit of a difference because I know that from a union standpoint, the unions in Germany actually have seats on the boards of the industries that are unionized, and they actually can vote which way the business is going to go. We don't do that here in this country. The other thing is we don't generally allow people to leave an industry and then go to work for, leave the government and go to work for an industry that they previously regulated. That's looked down upon.
We have a couple of Autoflex Leasing fan texters, and I have to say I'm going to agree with a couple of these. Since VW is in trouble, is now a good time to buy or lease a VW? Yes, it is, actually.
Yes.
They are making some deals. They got to move some cars because this is a problem for them. So if you want a deal, absolutely. Will it make them cheaper is another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. He'll gladly drive an Audi. I don't care what the emissions are. If it can't be as bad as the diesel smoke being blown out here in East Texas.
Well, you know, there's a stop sale.
Not all rednecks drive diesel trucks.
There's a stop sale on the vehicles that they currently have in stock unsold that have not been fixed. So you can't really go out and buy one of those. So that's not an issue.
But if you want a non-diesel, listen, Volkswagen's being hurt, period, with this Volkswagen and Audi. So if you don't want the diesel vehicle, you want the gasoline engine so far has not been involved in any sort of a scandal, right, David?
Yeah, it's... I'm sorry. I was reading another fan text. Another good question on the fan text. This is a worldwide thing for Volkswagen. It's going to affect the value of their vehicles. More importantly, if you've got Volkswagen stock, it has already affected your stock price a great deal. It's cost a lot of people a lot of money because they cheated and they got caught.
And that stinks. That's who should be the most angry. I would say I'd probably lease that Volkswagen rather than buy it, not knowing what the future holds for that car. There aren't a lot of, we got notifications from some lenders about advance for used, you know, to do a loan on a Volkswagen. So that's an issue too. A bank might not be willing to loan as much on that car as they used to, simply not knowing what the future holds for that. I don't recall that General Motors had this same problem. And I don't think any of the Asian car makers have had this problem due to the airbags and that ignition thing. But, you know, even if there was a cover up, they didn't intend to build an ignition that would disengage and eventually kill people. And GM didn't, you know, for GM and Takata didn't intend to build an airbag that would disintegrate basically and harm people in the future. But it seems that Volkswagen intended to cheat on this deal.
Yes, they most assuredly
and
did.
And so I think it kind of is a different, you feel differently toward them.
Mm-hmm.
Cover up or no cover up from the other people. You just like, oh my gosh, you did this on purpose?
It's also, though, a victimless crime.
Of course, they're not killing anybody.
That's what I was going to say. They're not.
Yeah. That is the big difference. Autoflex Leasing Fantext, I used to work for a large German company. They are heavily unionized. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. Leave it to the Germans to be some sneaky. I can't say that word on the air.
No, come on. Okay? Everybody's sneaky when it comes to money. All right?
We have very funny textures. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but when it comes to money, it's amazing who all is sneaky. It's just too bad, and I hope they solve it all because I hate the fact that all of these people who are employed by the car dealers, from the mechanics and technicians, really, is what they are, to the salespeople and the dealer principals, and then, of course, all the consumers that bought those cars that are now taking a bigger hit and the class action lawsuit. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. I'll tell you who's going to make money right now is the lawyers.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about them later in the show. We'll make everybody happy. All right, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. David, the 2016 Toyota Avalon Limited car and driver writes that people are leaving their Lexus ES350s and GS350s for this uber-luxury Toyota for $30,000 less. Your thoughts, okay? I actually love that car. I think that's exactly right. It is a great car. It's got a huge back seat. It's very roomy, very comfortable. It's a lot less money, and you get all of the same basic luxury. It's just a great car.
I turned more people on to that Toyota Avalon over the years that came to me wanting a luxury vehicle, and they might be talking about Lexus and Mercedes and BMW, but they also had a budget. I said, well, it's hard to have a budget along with luxury, you know, but I can help you with that. And look at this. And I put more people in Toyota Avalons because to me, it was the equivalent of the Lexus LS in the Toyota brand. I mean, really comfortable, really nice vehicle, very reliable. It's fabulous.
Fabulous.
Get one.
On the VW thing, another Autoflexus and Fantexter says Passat lost 60% of their sales over the emission scam.
That's a lot.
I'm not surprised.
Yowza.
That's a lot.
That's painful.
Yeah.
And I also read that Leonardo DiCaprio had bought the movie rights for the whole Volkswagen scandal.
I wonder,
yeah. I mean, like, who do you buy that from? Like, it's a story. I mean, anybody could do it.
Well,
right?
You probably, somebody saying buy the movie rights, you probably go ahead and officially
secure your story.
Like maybe the movie.
Yeah.
Put something in at the Writers Guild or who knows what it is. But I'm sure that's, I'm not sure. I have no flipping idea. If anybody.
Now, here's the thing, and nobody cares about our opinion, I know, because they say that at the beginning of the show. But
anybody does know. Yeah, they do. They
we really don't know if Passat has lost 60% of their sales. I haven't read that. If our fan texter does know that, that's a huge number and negatively affects you if you're in the Volkswagen business. Big time.
Mm-hmm. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Our phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or you can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And Autoflex is open. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can go online and get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in. All you have to do is fill in all the blanks, and we'll send you a Black Book appraisal on your car. That way you can sort of tell whether it's time to trade or not, huh? Because you know what the payoff is. You can measure that against the Black Book. And it's not exact, but it's going to be pretty darn close. And that's free from your friends at Autoflex Leasing.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing fan texter. David, give us a update on TrueCar. I haven't heard anything in a while. Oh, actually, he said I have heard anything in a while, but I think he meant to say I haven't.
Probably. So TrueCar is still sort of in flux. They bought a lot of other properties. They now own ALG, for one thing, which is the company that sets residuals for everyone in the business. That's an interesting turn.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they bought ALG.
Oh, boy.
So Scott Painter, the guy that started TrueCar and was the president, stepped down because basically he'd alienated a lot of people in the industry and companies in the industry by creating a race to the bottom for the people that he was supposedly serving. He would produce these prices that would be unrealistic and tell people, if you get a car through me, this is what you get to buy the car for. And so it turned into sort of a combative thing between him and automobile dealers. So he stepped down, which was probably pretty smart. Also, John Krafcik, who was the president, stepped down. They have a new president, and they're sort of in flux right now. And I agree. I think their commercials are sort of irritating. So I agree with you, Fantexter. Thank you.
But if you want to buy stock, I don't know. That might be the company.
No, I wouldn't. Not right now.
No?
No, their stock's been dropping.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Shall we talk about somebody's stock who's doing well, and that is leasing?
Yeah, Experian just released their third quarter 2015 analysis of auto financing, and leasing is up again over the last quarter. It's up to 27% of all new vehicle transactions. That's a huge number. That's more than one in four of all new cars are now leased. It's never been that high. So there's a good reason for it. Cars cost more and more. The average transaction price on a new car is up to almost $29,000. So that's up remarkably from last year. And the average cost of a pre-owned car is somewhere in the neighborhood of $18,800. So as the prices of cars go up, what we are seeing is more people choose leasing as an affordable way to drive the car they want to drive. They save an average of about $86 a month, by the way, in a lease over what they would pay in purchase. And that's across the board nationwide. Some cars obviously work much better than other cars for leasing purposes because they save you even more money. But it does save you about $86 a month to lease. The other thing we're seeing, though, is not good, and that is longer and longer financing terms. And the numbers
make that car affordable.
Exactly. Because the car is so expensive, they keep stretching the financing out. Well, that leaves people in a bad position 3 or 4 years down the road when they get ready to trade. They still owe more on the car than it's worth because they signed a loan that's longer than 60 months. In fact, for 73 through 84 month financing, over a quarter of the cars that were sold in the last quarter were that long in financing, 73 to 84 months. It takes forever to get out of that loan because they're going to collect interest. They're going to collect interest for the first 3 or 4 years of the loan. So it's going to take you forever to get out from under it. That, again, is another reason that leasing is a very attractive alternative because at least you know when you can get out.
I'd like to expand on that a little bit if we could, because this is one of the, I was doing some training with some new people recently, and it reminded me of how I did my job all those years. You know, I'm not actually doing the leasing and selling anymore myself. I'm managing some other areas in our company, but I get excited when I go back to the basics and how and why I got into this business, because I really love people and I like to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who really knows me knows I'm full of advice, unsolicited advice. I'm very motherly, but I do it out of love. I want people to learn from my mistakes and everybody else's. But when it comes to the car and how long you want to drive it, a lease can really be an awesome option because it gives you an end date.
Yes.
When most people go in to purchase a car, I wonder if they have made a plan. Like, did they start with the end in mind? Do they know exactly how long they want to drive this car? Do they know everything that it's supposed to do for them over the next X number of years? And when it comes to financing that car that you purchase, if you don't know how long you plan to keep it, but you're just all the budget conscious, you might stretch that loan term out way longer than the car will serve your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're a young professional just getting out of school, starting your first job, and this is your first car, but you're going to want to trade up to something larger or luxurious, depending upon what your job does or your lifestyle does. A lease gives you a definite end with no upside down, negative equity, or basically not owing more on your car than it's worth because you have set up the miles that you plan to drive, for how long you plan to drive it. When you get to the end, then you have an option to purchase it or turn it back in. Most people should turn it back in based on how the numbers work. But that's what you get from AutoFlex, is somebody to help you plan it out. And since we do all makes and models, if you have a budget and you have certain features you need and want, then we can look at all the makes and models, new and pre-owned, to find out which one would be the best value for you. You can't get that at the Honda store. I'm sorry. You just can't.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. The length of time people finance has gotten longer and longer because it's more acceptable, I guess, at point of sale for somebody to go, okay, well, if you can get my payment down to so-and-so, then I'll go ahead and do the deal. And I don't think they do work all the way through that equation and realize how long they're actually going to be stuck in the car.
And what would happen if they really want out of it in 3 years? They're going to be upside down.
Okay, so we had a customer that called yesterday. He has a 3-year lease on a Honda that he hates. And Honda's a good car, but he does not like the car for whatever reason. He's been in it for 2 years. It is a lease that has a very, very high residual in order to get a very, very low payment. That works really good unless you're 2 years into a 3-year lease and you want out, and then it doesn't work worth a darn.
Yeah.
So he's stuck. Had he been in a lease that was written reasonably, so the realistic end value was there, rather than an inflated end value, he'd be in a lot better shape. So there's a lot of counseling that people, it's leasing is not just financing a car. It's an involvement with the bank that you can change if you need to and make it work for you exactly like you need it to work. It's not a cookie cutter thing where, boom, you've got an 84 month loan and call us in about 5 years because that's when you can get out.
Maybe. And maybe. There was a time when 3 years was the loan term. My dad remembers when they stretched it to 4 and it was like, oh my God, you know, that was a big deal. So if people matched the loan term to how long they wanted to drive, everybody would be driving a Honda Civic probably.
Yeah.
You know, they stretched that out to make it more affordable. That's why a mortgage went to 30 years, for goodness sakes. You know, that's a long time to pay for a house. So don't stretch the term out if you don't have
No, I think it's unwise. We're seeing a lot of it now, and I think it's
more
unwise.
Interest.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's, and the banks love that, by the way.
And you pay it up front. You don't pay it at the end.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. What would you say the payments to lease a Tesla would be? I'm going to guess he's talking about a Model S. Would it be over or under $500? It would be over $500. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the thing. Leases aren't magic. So if you have a $90,000 car, you're not going to get it for $500 a month. It's just the numbers.
Right.
You know, it's just how the numbers work.
You'll save 30 to 40, maybe 50% of the retail payment to the lease payment.
Right.
That's an average. Now, some vehicles perform better than others. Some vehicles have bigger rebates. You know, there's a million different ways. That's just an average way for people to maybe estimate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I've owned my current truck for 13 years and the one before that, 9 years. I want low payments on a new truck. So would a flex buy and then a payout at the end be the best way to go, or what is your longest term?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're still paying more interest.
I won't let anybody do anything over 72 months. I just won't. We have the ability to do them, but we don't do them just because I don't think they serve the customer well. The flex buy might work for you, though, because it would at least give you some options that you don't have right now. And that would be that maybe after 5 years, you could make a decision. Do I still want to keep this truck? And if I do, I know what my price is going to be, and I don't have to pay sales tax again. I can simply just buy the truck, or I can refinance that balance at the end of 5 years if you wanted to do a five-year flex buy. So the flex buy, sort of like a lease, gives you another option more than a finance would. So it just gives you a little more flexibility.
But I want to say something. You know, owning a vehicle for that long is actually fiscally wise. You know, but it's really only fiscally wise if you pay for it as fast as you can and then drive it payment free for a long time. That's where you're saving, right?
Right.
So that's where I would say I'd still try to finance that thing as short as possible, simply so you're not paying a bunch of interest you don't have to. But if you have a budget and you don't mind and you'll keep the car for a long time, then more power to you. You know, you can definitely do it that way.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, with Volkswagen, how do issues like this affect the gasoline vehicles? Are there great deals on them right now? It does affect all of their vehicles, and yes, there are great deals on Volkswagens right now, the ones that are still for sale. There's a number of problems involved in the scandal, and part of them is they can't sell a whole bunch of the cars they got sitting on the ground, so they're making really good deals on the ones they can sell.
There was more to that text, too. He also said, and where can I find a picture of Tammy, because she sounds so hot.
For real?
Yeah.
Is that what his voice sounds like?
I think so. Yeah, that's okay. How I read it in the text.
He's actually being facetious. He's being sarcastic.
No. We got to take a quick break. We're going to go gawk at Tammy, and we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Hey.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP, a.k.a. Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053, or you can Autoflex Leasing fan text us at 43733. And if you're ready to call Autoflex, they're open right now. The numbers are
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can actually set up test drives online. Tell us what you want to drive. We'll have them there sitting side by side for you, a Ford, a Toyota, a Mitsubishi, whatever you want to drive, we'll have them sitting side by side for you. And you can make a really good choice by driving all of them at one time.
Yes, indeed. One of our Autoflex Leasing fan texters was asking about Tesla, and somebody else chimed in. There's an Uber driver in DFW who has a Tesla. No way!
Way?
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
What a waste of a nice car.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get
okay.
All junked out. Because you'd have strangers in it, and they don't care. They'll throw up in your back seat and drink and everything else.
Well, maybe they don't do the late night shift.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I have a friend who's doing it. She was laid off from her job after 31 years and having a hard time finding another deal in the marketplace. And she started doing Uber driving to subsidize her unemployment for a while.
I can see doing it. I just mean, why would you have a nice car and do it? Because people don't respect your nice stuff. They just get in there and they don't care because it's not theirs. So they'll have muddy shoes and if they rip your
think
seat.
About cabs.
I think if I were the driver, I'd look them up and down before they got in my car. I'd be like, take your shoes off. You know better than that, just like a mother would.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Is there a law against lemon cars? I bought a 2015 F-150, and I've taken it to the dealership 3 times. There are lemon laws on all motor vehicles sold in the United States. And here's basically the qualifications are. First of all, the car has to have a serious defect or a condition that might affect safety. The defect or condition must be covered by the factory warranty or written warranty. The owner has to report the defect to a dealer and give the dealer a reasonable number of times to repair the car. And then they have to provide written notice to the manufacturer of the car that they feel like the car is a lemon and that they intend to pursue the lemon law complaint way to go. You can find all of that neat stuff at txdmv.gov, txdmv.gov. They have all of the lemon law rules, regulations. You've also got a copy in your new car packet that you got from Ford. They provide a copy of it in there also.
If you bought it brand new, if you bought a 2015 pre-owned.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, it has to be a new car. It has to be under the manufacturer's warranty when the
for the first owner
defect
though.
Occurs. Yes.
Because the warranty stays. Even if you sold that car when it was 1 year old, had 10,000 miles on it, it still has the remainder of the factory warranty. But the lemon law just goes to the first buyer, I believe.
Mm.
The original.
Plus, those are really hard to actually get through.
They really, really are, too. Yes. Generally, you'll get more help just by crying to the manufacturer about it. You'll get some additional, maybe you'll get some payment assistance. If it's in this shop for X number of weeks, and so that means you haven't been able to drive the truck you're paying for, maybe they'll make your payment for you or reimburse you for that. You'll probably have better luck getting some reimbursement than having them buy the car back. It'll be a tough deal.
Yeah, it is a long-term. It's a long-term deal to get a lemon law processed. Autoflex Leasing fan text. I purchased a used car, but I would like to trade it in for a lease. I am still upside down. Can I still trade in for a lease? My trade is a 2013 Nissan Versa. Yes, you can. A lease is sometimes a really good way to trade out of that negative, and at the end of the lease, you don't have any more negative. You're out of the cycle.
That's one of the points I talked to my new people about yesterday. I said, you know, sometimes people come to you with a real car conundrum, right? They have to trade out. Some life change thing has happened, and this small sedan no longer works, and now they need a minivan or, you know, had a third or fourth or 15th child, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they absolutely need to do something, and maybe they are way too upside down in that vehicle to carry the advance and so on and so forth. So we have to think outside the box for our clients. We do this all the time. You have a team basically working for you. When you go to the dealership, you have a salesperson. That salesperson knows everything about that particular brand, which is wonderful. They can do a walk around on everything from their base model to their top luxury model. But generally, those salespeople and even the finance managers at those dealerships aren't thinking outside the box to help you solve your problem. If you come to them and you're $10,000 upside down and they can't do the loan on that vehicle, you're done.
Right.
Sorry, we just can't help you unless you can write a check for this much money down. And if you can't, then come see us because generally we can find another way, especially if your credit is okay.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, are stick shift cars becoming obsolete?
For people like to text and drive, they are.
For sure. Here's the other, those people are becoming obsolete also.
Well, not
but,
at the
yeah,
rate that.
you see less and less of them, and here's why. Less and less people want a stick shift car, at least in North America. Now in Europe, they still sell a lot of them over there. But when it becomes more expensive to build a stick shift car than it does to build an automatic transmission because of the numbers, then you see the stick shifts go away.
Right. But now you've got those paddle shifters and the gear shifters in an automatic. So that's what they're trying to give people. I never do I don't use mine. I have those same shifters.
Yeah,
I don't
know how they work.
Manually. Yeah, you have them too.
Right, the paddle shifters.
Yeah, but you're too busy doing other things.
Yeah.
We don't want to shift.
I like to pretend my car's a stick shift. Like, I'll go like, vroom, and like do the clutch and stuff, imaginary clutch.
Uh-huh.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. My wife is considering a Jeep Rubicon. Any advice? Would Autoflex let her drive it a couple of days so she could figure out if she likes it? I think a couple of things. I would suggest that you do a lot of research on the Rubicon online. Check your boards, your owner's boards, to see what people that have them now say. That's a really good way to start, no matter what kind of car you're looking at. And we would arrange for an extended test drive, certainly, but more than likely that would be on like a one-year-old Rubicon that we actually owned, so that it would not depreciate a new car a great deal.
Depends on the miles and everything else, but yeah. Yes, we're flexible like that. Autoflex lease is flexible.
That's right.
I think they're pretty cool, and they lease really well, so you will get a good value for your dollar as far as that goes. But yeah, you need to test drive one and check it out, because they're not the same as a car.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing fan text, shout out to Mansfield High School football team. Go Tigers. Beat Denton Guyer. Okay, now we've done that.
All right.
Oh, and also I'm looking to lease but don't know where to start. Well, you know where to start. There's an Autoflex right there off of I-20.
Yep.
In Arlington, so close to Mansfield. I went to Mansfield, I don't know if it was a high school or a junior, for a minute in like the 7th or 8th grade. It's a long time ago.
Another really good question. Autoflex Leasing fan text, is there a lease term for under a year's time for someone who will be in the country for school but only about 6 months?
That's a rental.
That is a rental. Yeah. And you can get inexpensive rentals.
Yes.
There's two ways to go. You can get a really good deal on a pre-owned car and then sell it after 6 months, because that keeps your overall costs down. Or it may be cheaper to go ahead and get a rental and to shop around. Stay away from airports if you're going to rent a car. They're very expensive in airports. They get a lot less expensive if you get away from the airport.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and if you don't need that car all the time, consider doing that Uber and Lyft thing when you do.
Oh, you know, yeah.
If you don't have to have a car, that might be a whole lot cheaper.
Or take the DART rail.
How many times am I going to need a drive somewhere versus the cost of using one of these other services? That might be a way to go.
Mm-hmm. Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Hello, this is Devin from Denton, Texas. I'm wondering if it would be a good idea to purchase a Volkswagen based on the emissions scandal. Would I get a good deal on that because of the recent issues?
Yeah, you will. And we talked about this a little earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. There are certain places in the country right now where you can lease a Volkswagen Jetta for like $99 a month.
There's some down payment money going in there.
Yeah, there is some down payment money. There is some down payment money. But you can get a really cheap payment on one from Autoflex or from anyone else, because there is a ton of money back on Jeeps right now. I mean, on the Volkswagens right now.
Thing is, if you were going to purchase it, just make sure you're going to keep it long enough that this thing has finally been settled and got it, you know, hold on to it for 10 years. And I always tell people, if you're going to buy, you better plan to keep it 8 to 10 years. It doesn't make sense to buy a car and trade it after 3, 4, or 5 years. You should lease that car, honestly.
Right.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, while we're shouting out, let's go Denton Ryan Raiders. Beat Allen. Okay.
Uh-oh. Good luck with all that. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or Autoflex Leasing fan text us at 43733. And as always, Autoflex is open today. They are waiting for your phone calls. And what is the number, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Autoflex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars. You could pick out a car there and tell us you want to lease it. Pre-owned, you want to do a flex buy on it, maybe you just want to finance the car, and we'll take care of everything else for you.
Lots of times people like to chime in with advice too, just because we do a car show and they want to know. So this guy says, I put $1,000 down on my 2014 Charger. I want another Charger, but this one got slight hail damage earlier in the spring. Insurance won't give me enough to cover it with the minor dents. Is it worth trading it in, or should I just keep it?
Okay, first of all, your insurance pretty well has to give you enough to cover it. And if they haven't, you can go back to them and make them give you the rest. Secondly, he drives 30,000 miles a year and he trades every 2 years. That is one of those cases where the longest you should finance a car would be 36 months. Because you're going to have a two-year-old car with 60,000 miles on it, and you're still going to owe quite a bit on it. So the longer you keep it, it doesn't really, if you've got a long-term finance on there, it doesn't help you a lot, because another year, you're still only halfway through, and in 3 years, you got 90,000 miles. So that is either a 30,000-mile-a-year lease or a really short finance term in order to trade. On the insurance, I mean, we do this for our customers all the time. Give me a call on Monday. I'll walk you through that deal and tell you how to get it fixed. Autoflex Leasing fan text. I want to pay cash for a 2016 F-150. Does that help with negotiating? This
No.
is a great question. Can I negotiate? Do you have any advice on how to approach a salesman on the subject? Okay. First of all, cash doesn't matter.
Nope.
The fella selling you the car gets paid whether you give him cash or the bank gives him cash. So it doesn't matter to him. Right. You can negotiate, and the best way to negotiate is to find out about what the cost on the car should be, and you can go online and do that, and then negotiate from there. And if you're a good negotiator, you'll get a better deal than if you're not a good negotiator. That's just how the world works.
Got it. Okay, well, let's get into some meat today, meat of our show, because Buick, we've talked about this before, but they are now making vehicles outside the U.S.
Well, they really are, and they're about to import the first car from China. So here's the question for the Autoflex Leasing fan texters. Would you buy a Buick made in China? Because General Motors is banking on the fact that you would. They have launched the Buick Envision compact crossover in China, and it is their best-selling vehicle right now for Buick in the entire country. So they sold 140,000 of them the first year they sold them, which is a big number for a brand new vehicle. So they're going to import that vehicle from China to the United States, which has an impact on you if you build cars in the United States for a living, because those cars won't be built here. They'll be built overseas.
Size-wise, it looks like my Acura RDX or a Honda CR-V. Would you say it's in about that? That's what the size
yes.
category. It looks like it's a smaller SUV.
Yeah, they call it a compact crossover.
There you
they
go.
Say they benchmarked the Audi Q5 when they built the car. So it's got a lot of really, really cool things on it. I think the interesting thing, again, is the Envision will be sold here and built in China. It is the first vehicle that will be built in China and sold here, unless the Volvo 60 is built in China, and it may be also, because Geely, a Chinese company, now owns Volvo.
Now, since it's built over there and they can manufacture it way cheaper, is it going to be way cheaper for us to purchase it here in the United States, David?
You know, I don't think so. I think
no fair.
I think the car is going to be somewhere between $25,000 and $32,000, according to equipment. So it's not going to be way cheaper. It's going to be about what its competitors would cost.
I wonder how much more it would cost to manufacture. What is the manufacturing cost difference between China and the U.S. of A.?
Yeah, you know, I don't have
50%,
that figure. I don't think it's 50%, but I think it's less.
Anybody know out there?
The labor costs less, and materials, for the most part, could cost less because they don't have the same kind of regulations on mining and things that we do.
But I'm wondering, like, where are all the parts coming from? Because generally, a car can be made in Mexico or made in the USA or made in Germany, but the parts come from all over the world, really, right? I wonder how many of those parts are actually going to also be made in China.
Yeah, again, that's a good question, because the new Pacific Trade Pact that we are signing on to allows a lot more foreign content in cars and still have them be known as domestics. So that's a really interesting point. Not no, but heck no. I didn't use the other word. Not built in the USA. I'm not buying it. My TV was made in China. It hasn't let me down in 4 years.
That's great. That dude's Ford ain't made it a year. Yeah, why not? I'll buy it.
There you go.
That's awesome.
I think most people, I mean, it's great to say, yeah, made in America, or I want to keep the money in USA. But for the most part, I don't think people know. Like, I don't know where things are made that I buy. I just buy them. Except for dog food. I always make sure the dog food is made in the USA because of that news story that the Chinese packaged foods can kill your dogs. But as far as like major purchases go, like vehicles and appliances and stuff, I don't know where they're made.
You don't pay any attention to that. You don't care.
No.
I don't think most consumers do, really.
Yeah, that's what. Unless it's just because I'm a girl, but I don't really look into that stuff before I buy it. So there you have it.
Okay. If you were driving a Dodge Dart that was made in 2013 or 2014, equipped with a 2.0 liter or the 2.4 liter engine, there is a recall, and this is a serious one, guys. The brakes, the power brakes can fail on the car. There can be an oil leak that can cause the power brakes to fail. So they have a wonderful way of saying this. The foundation brake function is unaffected. Well, what that means is if you can manage to press on the brake hard enough with no power, you will eventually stop the car. But it is a serious recall. They are contacting all affected customers to let them know when they can come in. And obviously the repairs will be done at no charge.
We asked the question, would you buy a Buick made in China? And this guy said, heck no, I wouldn't buy a Buick even if I made it. That's funny.
Oh, I like Buicks.
Yeah. Well, Buick has had they're a success story. I mean, their sales have been way up since they went with the new ad campaign where people didn't recognize the car as a Buick. That's not a Buick. Yeah, it is. Well, they've sold a lot of them since
That was
then.
Cuter than this is not your father's Oldsmobile.
Yes.
I mean, they kind of just took that, twisted it, and made it a little funnier.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, this is good information. The first digit of your VIN tells you where the car's made.
That's right.
Exactly right.
If you know what those digits mean.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
One means USA.
Oh.
Because yes. We're number one.
Yep.
We're number one. Okay, one more quick story.
Let's talk about off-roaders, because guys that get Wranglers love to go off-road. But they pay $30,000 or $40,000 for a Wrangler, and then they get scratched up. They drive them in the desert, and the cactus gets them, or the brush gets them, and they scratch up their $30,000 or $40,000 Wrangler. Well, no more. You can get magnetic panels to cover your fenders and doors from Smittybilt, which is a Southern California company, founded by Basil Smitty back in 1956. And Smitty has been around since 56, doing accessories for cars, manufacturing accessories. A 50-year-old company, during its 50th celebration, they introduced these magnetic covers for your fenders and doors if you have a Jeep Wrangler. So if you've got a Wrangler, you can contact Smittybilt, and they can sell you a set of covers for your fenders and doors to keep you from scratching up that beautiful new Wrangler you got.
I'm trying to find what these look like on the internet.
I bet ya.
They're gray.
You could go to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, and see all the stories we talk about.
Exactly.
Okay, I see some pictures. Wow.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, there's always recalls on Dodge and Chrysler. I had a Nitro that had an engine failure at 38,000 miles.
In fact, FCA, Fiat Chrysler of America, got in a lot of trouble with the government for not reporting the recalls that they were aware of in a timely fashion. And with the new highway omnibus bill, I can't say that, that has just passed, they're talking about raising the fines for unreported defects when the manufacturer has knowledge of them from $35 million to $105 million. That'll leave a mark.
Mm-hmm. Ouch. All right, we've got a couple minutes left. Let me see if we have any Autoflex Leasing fan texters that have a quick question that we have time for. Did we answer this guy? If I put down $4,000 a year on a Ford F-150 and look at the total cost of $26,000 on a vehicle and do a 3 to 4 year flex buy, what would monthly payments be?
Let me direct you to either 817 or 972.
We have to
234-1234. Got to have a computer to do that.
Yeah.
It'd still be less than purchasing it. For sure, with all of those wonderful options.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. 1 stands for America, 2 stands for Canada, 3 stands for Mexico. There you go.
On the VIN numbers.
On the VIN numbers.
Real life. Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter says, my favorite car I ever had was a Buick.
All right.
I wonder how old that person is, though.
Well,
he's old enough to have had a favorite car that was a Buick.
That's true.
Yeah.
Buick has had, let's see, that Buick Regal or Grand Sport. Right?
Yes.
That was a pretty fast car that they built.
Yep.
But they've always been kind of just a kind of a middle of the road, staying kind of off the grid. You know, they don't do anything way flashy, mm-hmm. like super high end, and they don't do anything super, super cheap either. I think they're a good, solid American made car.
Well, they were the number two flagship car behind Cadillac for years. Oldsmobile was the sort of the experimental car. Buick was Chevrolet was the everyman's car. Buick was almost a Cadillac, and Pontiac fit somewhere between Oldsmobile and Buick. So that's sort of how they went when General Motors, when there were three main manufacturers here, and GM was one of the three.
Here it is. Buick Grand National, mid-80s, best car ever. Thank you, Autoflex Leasing fan.
That's
texter.
Cool. My VIN number starts with a K, assuming that is Korea. That is exactly right.
Right. Korea. So the very first digit, whether it's a number or a letter, it will indicate where the car is built.
And K stands for Korea.
Huh. All right. Well, we've got, actually, we're pretty much out of time. So if you want to call Autoflex, the numbers are 817 or 972-234-1234. Or you can go online to autoflex.com. We'll see you back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Snuggles for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Boomer Sooner!
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the